All right, loves, this is 90.7 FM KPFK, heard on Something's Happening with Roy of Hollywood, because this is the fiercely independent radio station that you, listener sponsors, are keeping alive, and this is why. Where else are you going to hear this on the radio dial? Where else is there an opportunity for, someone that is so way out, such as myself, reaching and bringing in people that are way, way, way outside where I'm way outside of.
And inside.
And bringing you, you know, and bringing you it too. And so, you know what, it's really fantastic. We have some people on hold. The number is 818-985-KPFK. Let me remind you that People Without Borders, KPFK's bilingual newscast broadcast in English and Spanish, is going to be up at 5:30 in the morning. Oh, okay, that's really great. That's good to know. But we are going to get to our phone callers very soon, but I wanted to ask this question, if I could. Bob, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I was wondering, Chandler, if you would ask them that as we now have bio-nanotechnology that can be inserted into the body. I was telling Bob, reading about an article about the 21st century soldier having a chip put behind the retina, which links up to a larger computer system that's linked to satellites, so therefore they can survey the battlefield or whatever they need to holographically. Would this kind of cyborg character create a new media structure because they need a different heightened sense of media?
Okay. It's happened. He's saying, Adam's just saying, it's happened. It's already happening.
They're already doing it.
They're doing it, yeah. It's a long time. This has been happening a long time. We're just beginning to see the effects coming back. He's bringing his hand. It's like it's just coming back in now. It's like it's coming back into focus. It's like you send something out there, like a probe. You show me a probe, you know, like going off to Mars. And it gets there, and now then you're getting the visuals back.
Yes. So he's saying that chip technology is already being done in, put in soldiers.
Yes.
And is he, that's one new thing that's happening, and Eben asked, what are the new media structures? Does this fall in the category of the Poindexter pulsating that we're doing to ourselves, that we better cool it? Or is this chip in the soldier a minor thing compared to what Poindexter's doing?
Okay, they overlap. I'm seeing two circles, so they overlap.
Right.
There's a bit in the middle there.
So they are warning about the effects of this, too.
Yeah, yes, but only because things on that side are fading into the other side. It's like
it's affecting the astral plane.
Yeah.
Meaning that these people that have this enhanced, internalized technology are able to come where they are, or is something done for their resonant frequency? How does it affect the astral plane?
It's not just the astral, it affects everything.
Well, what is there besides this plane in the astral?
Hold on, Molly, just show me. It's like... He's holding out his hand, and then like a gadget comes out of his finger.
Yes,
it's like a point, like a just like a sharp metal
long fingernail.
Yeah. So it's like a
where point. Okay, so that's got a sharp end. But does he mean he says affects everything? It's affecting animals. I mean, you know, there's the astral plane, and then maybe there's many dimensions beyond the astral plane. It's affecting God. Is it affecting the goddess?
Uh, He's kind of looking nervously over his shoulder.
The bureaucrats are that we're breaching national intergalactic security again.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to go there yet.
Okay, good. So let's. He wants to say somewhere, or we can take a call.
No, he's saying go on. Go
okay,
on.
Very good. Then we'll go to our calls. All the lines blew up. You guys are so fantastic late at night. Love you all. Okay. Caller number one, you are on with the channeler and our three special guests and Bob in the studio.
I'm on the phone lines with you tonight. I'm really concerned with George W. winning the election again. What are they saying, man? I mean, please, give me some good news.
Yeah, okay. Is Bush going to be reelected is the question, Chandler.
Okay. Okay, everything's shifting now. I'm in a, it's like in a toy shop. It's a wooden toy shop.
Yeah.
And we just got rows of puppets and, you know, they're all nice, the puppets, but they're all just wooden puppets. But even though they're different, they're all the same.
Yes.
So he says, does it matter?
Mm. Ah, so if whoever replaces Bush will be no better if the caller is concerned, is the point.
And yeah, basically, you know, it's not as...
They're all the same. So, Chandler, what I would say to that is that people shouldn't even be concerned who's in the White House. It's so puny compared to what forces we can be aware of and get involved with and understand. The politics, would the three Astro Boys there agree with that?
Yeah, it's like it comes through from another level, that level of control. So it's like...
we should be concerned
salesman.
About...
The president is a salesman, you know?
Right, but the thing is that... Could there, if Dean or Kerry becomes president, does that change the controllers behind the scenes, or are the controllers not affected at all?
Yeah, it's like everything shifts around. It's like I just get this shifting motion, you know, like rooms moving around, a central room. So everything kind of shifts, and then it brings in a new kind of... way, he's showing me way, like his hands going straight out. Yeah, it brings in a new path, kind of thing, depending on...
On who gets in.
Yeah.
But they're still all puppets, but a different part of a entrance from the puppetry into the central control is what happens.
Yeah.
It's a different path to the same higher committee.
Yeah.
All right, so people shouldn't be too concerned about who the president is. They should demand to know who the committee is.
I want to thank you, caller number one, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Moving.
Yes, that's what they're saying, Bob, yes.
Okay.
Moving to caller number two. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I've been meaning to talk with you forever, and I've been off the astral plane for about 14 months and just got back yesterday, and this whole show has been channeling everything I've been about.
Welcome.
Okay. Yeah, we met. You photographed me with a bunch of glow one time. My name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
So I wanted to touch on some points that seemed like they could use some explanation, and that was, well, the cat's cradle.
Yes.
That's like the Kabbalistic tree of life. It's a formula for nanotechnology. It relates to Vonnegut's book, Cat's Cradle, which is about Ice-9, which is what happens when nanotechnology goes wrong.
Right, McClune predicted a cold environment, yeah.
Well, that's if it goes wrong.
Yes.
If it goes right, we turn physical reality into virtual reality, which is like you just talk to your hand and say, do what it takes to make the trees purple today, and you've got that, the speed of electricity.
Right.
And that basically, you know, as far as it being said, that's what we already are. Well, I mean, you can go different directions with recombinant matter, but if we become this virtual reality, that means our consciousness travels through this amorphous matter, and if we choose to, we could do a regenesis and become you know, a fresh planet in another 7 days.
So you see what they're saying is pretty understandable in your interpretation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Slinkies, that related to a nanotechnology teleporter. And the way that works is, I mean, once again, you know, it's you could start off with something the size of a pencil tip to initiate the programming. You turn sand or water or whatever you're turning on into the power source and basically put yourself in a kind of slinky tube where your being is dissected into matter and antimatter components, and those are set at opposite spins at slightly different frequencies. So the frequencies realign to reestablish a physical being at, say, 30 billion light years or wherever you're aiming those frequencies to reconverge at. And as you're projecting that, you're sending it with its own rotational gravity field. So even though you're sending a beam 30 billion years away, unlike a laser, which starts to spread out to miles width by the time you reach the moon, the gravity keeps it a coherent force.
Well, that's excellent, Chris. So let's see what the channeler, what do they say to Chris's interpretation?
Okay, M, like, all the way through it, he's kind of bringing his fingers together. It's like two things coming together here.
Toes.
Yeah, it's like the consciousness and the technology. It's coming together. It's one thing.
That's how McLuhan interprets Chris.
That's exactly it.
Oh,
science and metaphysics are becoming one. Mind, matter, it's all becoming this amorphous stew pot.
Well, Chris, bingo.
Hey, Chris, I'd like to talk to you off the air, and so I'm going to put you on hold, dear.
Okay.
And we're going to move to a lovely caller, number 3. Yeah, wait 1 second, Darlene. Okay. Caller number 3, you are up, darling.
Yes, thanks for letting me be on the air. Caller for the channeler.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
And again, thanks for the show, great show. I'd like the channelees to speak to the global phenomenon known as white supremacy and the outcomes as they see it of the use of white supremacy as a global phenomenon.
You hear that, channeler?
And I'll take the answer off the air.
Thank you.
Okay. Right, they're going to show me something here.
Is Frank still playing the guitar?
He is, yes.
He's holding them off. Okay.
He keeps looking over his shoulder back at us as if to say, oh, God, you know, how long am I going to be tied up here for?
Yeah, it's one of his longest lead guitar solos he's done a long time.
He's having a little concert over there, kind of. Oh, dear. Okay, right. What are you going to show me? Right, they're going to show me something here. Oh God! I'm like getting a row of bricks.
Yeah.
James is one side and M's the other side, and they're like hammering the bricks, and he'll hammer it to James, and then James is hammering it back. So it's like there's a wall there, and there's two people either side, and they're both trying to smash the wall down from both sides.
The wall of white supremacy.
He's pointing at the wall. He's just saying, the wall. It's the wall.
And that was a big theme in Joyce's writings, the wall. It's in Portrait of the Artist. It's in Finnegan's Wake, the magazine wall. And McLuhan wrote about the wall as visual space. So white supremacy could be seen as the effect of the phonetic alphabet in the white page, the book medium, which did create a real division between the left hemisphere and pre-literate right hemisphere tribal people. So... they're smashing the wall. They seem to have trouble.
Well, it's because they're both trying to smash it from both sides.
Yeah.
So every time, you know, it gets pushed one side, the other side pushes back that side. So it never really gets rid of the wall. So it's almost like a catch-22 situation.
So in other words, maybe not to fight the white supremacy.
Yeah, I'm getting a big,
A bingo for Bob. Uh-oh.
Interesting. It looks like we're... It looks like our line went down with the channeler. And so we're going to try and recombine our signal here. And in the meantime, we're just going to take a quick break. Those of you on... Hold it. Let me see. Is she back? Channeler, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, she's back. Okay, great. Good. How interesting. There was a little hiccup I saw on the system here. We've only had one crank call calling in and saying, "Yeah, this is stupid, and what are you doing on KPFK?" And I'm going, what are you doing up at 3 a.m. harassing good spiritual folks that are trying to graduate out of your gutter? Okay, he happens to be talking to a lot of people that want to talk to the channeler, to Bob, and our three special guests. So let's move on to caller number four. Caller four, you're up.
Hello, and good morning. It's 3 a.m. here in L.A., and most of us should be sleeping, but hey. I've been listening to your show for about 2 months now, and I am just, every Wednesday I cannot go to sleep. With so many questions to ask, I don't even know where to start. What I would like to know is, last week, the show spoke about how, you know, with the we're kind of closer to encountering alien beings as a, you know, here on Earth. Now, is that possible? You know, maybe within the next 50 years, will we be able to, you know, finally come in contact with them?
Oh, shall we direct this question to the channeler?
Yeah, please.
Okay, you hear that, channeler?
Yep, okay.
See what they say when, what's the timing on extraterrestrial contact? And we won't accept an answer that they're already here. We don't accept that.
Are you saying public? You want to know the public?
The public, yeah.
Date?
Yes.
He's waiting for you.
A little conference here.
With the bureaucrats?
No, with each other. It's just James and M.
Well, I would input that it will be such a dramatic contact. It's very important when it happens. I imagine they would agree with that statement. It's a serious issue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Em's nodding here. I just got to go back. You know what Eben said about this, the crank call? I've got a Frank kept turning around. He's got a phone in his hand. He's like laughing. So he's saying it's him.
Eben is talking to her. I'll tell her when she gets off the phone. She's talking to her call.
Okay. I just got to get that so I can
Eben.
Hear it.
The crank caller was Frank. Frank held a phone up and showed the channeler that he was the one who made the crank call.
No.
Yeah, that's what he's claiming.
Wow, what a reach. Okay.
Okay. I think I'm going to wind up there.
So how are they doing with the date?
Okay, they want a date. Let me give you a date. It's like every time he kind of puts his finger down, say at that point it kind of moves. It's like, like Em will put his finger down and say it's there, and then James will move his finger, move his whole hand along, and he'll be said no there. And so they're kind of like they can't pin it down. It's like other.
Well, why don't we say, is it before 2030? Or they can't even do that.
Yeah, much shorter. I'm getting shorter, smaller time, yeah.
Well, what about Terrence McKenna's date, 2012? Is that a candidate?
And his head just explodes. His head just totally exploded. And it's like, I just got a headless body now. Yeah.
All right, caller four. Does that kind of give you an idea?
Kind of. It's a little better knowing that hopefully in my lifetime I will be able to contact. Now, just a quick little question.
Okay.
If they can give advice, you know, when one passes from this, you know, plane, a lot of people talk about go towards the light. If they can kind of help, you know, give guidance to what to look forward as one leaves this plane.
You hear that caller? Or hear that, channeler?
Oh, yeah, okay. They're laughing. They think that's funny. I don't know why, but James is saying, how do you prepare, you know, if you know you're going to be born, how do you prepare for life? You can't, can you?
It just happens.
Yeah, that's it. It just happens. It's, you know, the whole birth and growing process. It's, you know, it's just a natural process. And
dying is natural. The process that happens there is natural.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly the same thing. It's just like being born into another world.
Is it the same? Yeah, being born. Is it the same for every soul on the planet?
No, definitely not. I'm getting a definite no on that. No, it's very different.
It's filtered through their cultural conditioning, I bet.
Yeah, that's it. He's putting his hand on his head and just going, like, making points up his head.
Yeah.
As if to say, yeah.
All right. Caller 4, really appreciate you being up late, dear.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Caller number 5, you're up, darling.
Hi, Evan. Great show. Bob, your voice sounds great for your age.
Thank you. Thank you.
I ask a personal question to the Chandler?
Yes.
Okay. I desire, like, great success and prosperity in my career. And I also would like to see some loving relationships with women in my life as soon as possible. How can I manifest this?
So you understand, caller,
me or the guys here?
Yeah, no. Do you want the Chandler or the three guys to answer?
Whoever wants to give me the information.
Okay.
I really need the information. So I don't care who Chandler.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I got
Zap anybody.
Okay, Frank's coming in on this.
I knew he was going to come. I just knew Frank was coming.
I think he gave up with those people and started smashing his guitar over their heads. It's like, hey, that's it, I'm smashing my guitar.
I knew Frank was
me.
Coming.
I'm coming over here. He's talking about women.
Oh, with the women.
That's why I knew he was coming.
This guy wants to know how to pull kind of thing.
Yeah, but I want to see some success in my career also.
Okay, yeah. He's saying, well, you're talking to the right person, you know. This is mine. He's pushed the other guys out of the way. He wants to get in on the action now. All right, sure. Oh, dear. This is not going to be... I hope you're not expecting a serious answer here because, you know, this is Frank. Okay, he's like, a good shirt. You got to get a good shirt on, you know, and he's like looking good. He's doing the cool routine. Look at me, I'm kind of doing the cool thing.
Got to get a good show on?
Pardon?
You said Frank's saying he has to get a good show on?
A shirt.
A shirt.
Like,
you got to get a better wardrobe.
Like going out, you know?
Get a better wardrobe.
That's go ahead.
Okay, and okay, what else do you want to say? It's real shifted here. Okay, it's like, this is quite hard to convey. I get a real feeling like inside him. It's like the very me part of him right inside of him. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like expanding out. It's his persona almost. It's really hard to kind of describe this, but he's, it's about bringing that part of you out into, into the outside world. So
he's like got to be proactive.
Kind of in a way, but almost it's more than that. It's like
it sounds like what Bob was saying, like effects precede causes, where you fake it till you make it, where you have the ego, you have the persona, you have the surety, and then and then the reality comes to you. You create your own reality by creating it inside
a magnet.
Yeah, that's right. He's bringing himself out. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
You magnetize yourself out.
Yes.
Zappa used to talk about the monster magnet. I don't know if that was the collective outside.
Yeah, magnet. That's the word, Bob. Yes.
Magnet.
Yeah.
I see myself as a magnet.
Yes, you magnetize your inner self out, and you wear it, and then that'll attract things to
exactly.
you.
Can I do that through meditation?
Yes.
Well that was Evan's answer.
That was my answer. Yes.
Yeah, what does Frank say can be done through meditation?
He's blinking. He's saying, like, do it through blinking. Like, maybe that's just...
Blinking. Start blinking, caller.
does he mean moment-by-moment blinking? Hold on, let me ask you.
Okay.
Yeah, just in every moment by being who you are.
How about calling it forth? You know, like speaking the words, that kind of business. Do you follow me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
She'll know.
No, he is just like reaching inside himself, and he's got that little bit of me, and he's bringing a little bit out, and he's just holding it up and saying, look, there's a little bit of me there.
Well, you know what, caller five,
yeah.
The words of power and things of such will not have any effect unless you really believe you have the substance behind it. That's what it comes down. You have to know it yourself, and you will materialize it.
I'd say assume you're already wealthy.
Exactly. And then it'll come to you. Money likes money.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Oh, in other words, you've already had many women already. You know, I once talked to another medium. I asked what man made the most, had the most sex with the most women? And the answer was some guy about the time of 1200 A.D., and, you know, he had like 20,000 women.
Wow.
But what was interesting is that he would meet people as he traveled like a troubadour, and he would always assume when he met a woman that he'd already made love with her.
Uh-huh.
And that would make him make it happen.
So we're talking about visualization also then, right?
Right.
Yes, lots of different
things. And confidence, not that you want to be bland about it, but that if you feel insecure about meeting the unknown, remember that you've already done it with this person. So that makes you extra cooler.
Oh, that's very nice.
Right on.
All right,
yeah,
thanks.
That's good.
Yeah,
thank you, caller.
Anything else?
Well, oh, no, that's lovely, darling. But we have a few people on the phone. We really appreciate your call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
Ciao.
All
hey,
right.
Bob. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Bob, that guy wasn't clubbing people over the head, was he?
What guy? That guy?
The caveman.
Oh, no. No.
Clubbing the women and dragging them back to his cave?
No way. He'd walk into town, and I don't know if he intended to find someone, but he always did. And the key point, and this is what's interesting. This key point about assuming you already have made love to the person. When I finished getting the answer, McLuhan came through. This was the Evergreens, and said, I don't know why anybody would ask that question.
Said no, I was wondering that.
see if that McLuhan with you agrees with the McLuhan that threw the Evergreens. Is he shocked at that question? Does he respond to that?
He's just holding his arms up as if and like kind of rolling his eyes.
All right, loves, we have a bunch of people wanting to talk to all of you. And so caller number six is up. Hi, caller six.
Hello, how you doing?
All right. What you got?
It's for the three guys. I wanted to know, should we be eating land animals?
Did you get that, Chandler?
Sorry, no.
Should we be eating land animals?
Should we be eating okay, let me ask the guys.
Land animals.
Land animals. Like, Em's just taking a bite out of James, so he's saying, like, right, we're eating each other here. He's indifferent to it. He's saying, does it matter?
Now, what's interesting, since we're opening dialogue with this other dimension, they may have some biases. Maybe it does matter, but they don't see it from their point that it matters, you know?
Yeah, he's kind of like...
He's open to being contradicted on this point.
Yeah, he's kind of like nodding but putting his head from side to side instead of forward, so he's kind of as if to say, yeah, possibly.
But no.
But caller six, did you want to add a little spin onto that?
I just wanted to know, like, if we didn't, would we live longer, you know?
Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah, does it affect aging if you do eat land animals?
Okay. All right. I'm getting somebody else in to ask this, answer this question. I got what looks kind of scientist-like. I got a white coat on. It's like show me food, and I can see like an X-ray through his body and all his organs. So saying, you know, you go in the mouth and it's affecting your senses, and then it goes through your body and it's affecting this organ, that organ. So. Obviously, everything that you're eating is affecting you in some way. Okay, let me ask the question about would it make you live longer or not longer? There are too many variables for him to answer that question. It depends on the animal, depends on the... You know, I mean, it could be sick, or there are too many possibilities for him to actually specifically answer that.
And it depends on the person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right as well. There are so many different processes and parts to that that it's quite difficult to pin that down.
So I would say the answer is that every individual should become their own doctor in a certain level and explore their own inner alchemy and don't follow rules and find out what your rules are.
Exactly.
That's right, yeah. Just like he's pointing to you, he's saying, yeah, each individual, that's right.
All right, caller six, how's that, dear, eh?
Yeah, that's great.
All right, brother, thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Same here.
All right, caller seven, you're up, dear.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. I have just a specific question for Frank Zappa. This is just a test question.
Okay.
He had a piece of digital audio editing equipment in his basement. If you can just give me the name of the make or the model, I'm on board.
Of the digital editing, what was it?
System. He has a digital audio editing system. What make was it, or what company made that?
All right.
And he would know for sure.
Okay, right. Okay, I'll log in this in Word. So he's showing me a picture, because sometimes, I get just specific words. So I'm just seeing a white line. He's painting. It's like painting a. Is it white? Yeah, a white stripe. A white line.
He's painting. The white line is a result of the painting.
Yes, it is. So it maybe this is connected to the answer in some way. He's holding the finger up. That's like one bit. Maybe we have to piece this together afterwards to make sense. Okay, can you give us something else to verify this for us? Just a round circle. He's just making a round circle in the air. Round circle. So I've got a white line, a round circle.
Are they separate, the white line?
Yeah, and it's like separate parts of the bigger thing. So it's like...
Well, that's the 1-0. That's digital. 1-0, you know.
Oh, all
right. The basic digital structure. So, but the caller already said digital, I think.
Right, yeah. He did.
So it's digital. He agrees. I think I know what the word is. I'm not going to say it, but is there a way of seeing...
is there a logo for it? Can they recall the logo?
Okay.
Obviously, this is not Frank Zappa. He doesn't know the answer. We're not going to take him seriously anymore.
No.
You have broken Zappa. He's off the team, caller.
Okay.
But just a minute. Maybe Frank will respond now. The pressure's on him.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just seeing. He's showing me like a lightning. You know, like if you drew lightning, you'd do a squiggle. He's showing me that now. Is any of this making sense? Is any of this?
No.
No.
Caller, the word begins with S, right?
That's pretty good, yes.
Yeah, I mean, now, can we give Frank the benefit of the doubt and find an S? Or
He did a lightning bolt.
Yeah,
is it S?
I don't want to cheat. I don't want to tell Frank.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But it is a 1, 2, 3. It's about a 10. Oh, it's a 10-lettered word. That's what the 1-0 means.
10-letter word?
Yeah, the word I'm thinking of is 10 letters.
Is that your digital?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Bingo. That's the. I know the word, and it's 10 letters, and Frank is showing 10. Now let's see if Frank will say, yeah, that's what I meant.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, is it a 10-lettered word? Does that work?
Whole, yeah, he was saying whole. You know, he said the whole, so we're getting parts of the whole. Okay, can you place the lightning mark? Does that mean something? He's pointing to this, and then he's going to point to. Oh, he's just a book.
Why can't he say the word? It's not his style. Okay, how about this, Chandler? Is the word I'm thinking? Would Frank agree with that word? Can he see in my mind what the word is? And is that the word he's saying?
He's confirming the other guy's a minute. Hold on. He's like shouting about something.
Oh, they're discussing, all right. caller, they're discussing Zappa, Joyce, and McLuhan. They discuss certain issues. Did you hear the earlier in the show how they're controlled by some bureaucrat there and they can't go over the line in terms of our karma or something?
They're discussing about how they're going to do this. It's like he's showing us things, and the other guys are saying, oh, well, why don't you show it like this? And
do you know, I'll tell you something, Chandler. I was talking to a friend who's done, I had a lot of readings with the Evergreens,
And
he told me something I didn't know. The Evergreens make sure that their predictions aren't accurate, because they don't want people focusing on that if they had a really good record. Now, that's interesting. You see, we think of right or wrong, okay? This kind of thinking limits us to other kinds of energy generation. Right. And so I'm trying to give them a benefit of doubt. Maybe they don't want to prove that they know. You know what I mean? Though we do demand them to know. That's the way our human minds are.
Okay.
Can I ask this in a different way? Let's ask something that would perhaps give this caller something that they need or want. Okay, so let's just ask the guy to show us something that perhaps he can relate to. Yeah, can we try that?
Okay.
Okay, let's see. What are you going to show me then, guys? All right, Frank's holding his hand up. Here we go. You got something? Okay, I'm seeing a big sheet of paper, and it's like he's wrapping something up.
When he did the instrument, wouldn't he have pieces of computer printouts? I've seen pictures of him with that. Does that make sense, caller, with this machine? Wouldn't he have big pieces of paper?
Mm.
Or was it always on the screen? I seem to remember pieces of paper, big pieces of paper, when he was working with this machine.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Definitely would be up on the screen and
keyboard,
combination keyboard and digital editing, kind of the first.
Did Frank have more to?
Yeah, he's wrapping a present. Does that mean something to you, caller?
Wrapping a present?
Yeah.
No, but I think there's much larger questions than.
Yeah.
This mundane one to. Well,
so I'm going to give the. Oh, you want to say something?
Evan? Oh no, go ahead.
I'm going to give the answer. All right.
Okay.
And let's see if this relates at all in the syllables and the meaning.
Well, we really do have to move on too.
Yeah.
So let's.
Okay.
Let's move
so the answer is sing clavier.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Now is clavier got the word light in it? You know, in its etymological roots. Or lightning.
I'm not sure.
I'm not too happy. Okay, so...
Let's go with it.
Yeah, Chandler, was sing clavier what he meant by 10 letters? Let's see if Frank says yes.
These are all points to do with the whole thing, he's saying. So he was giving us bits to do with... To do with it all, he's saying all of it. It's getting very frustrating.
Well, maybe Frank is pointing out that though we thought he was working with the sing clavier, he actually was working with more than that, and he
lightning.
Can see that from the other dimension that he was working more.
Yeah, now is yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more than that. It's more than this
more.
One thing. So.
So he's wanting us to look at our environment, caller, and see there's more energies involved than we realize.
Okay, darling.
Okay,
caller 7.
Thanks, Evan. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
That was a good question.
Okay. Good. All right. Unfortunately, a gentleman said that he got cut off. Let's jump to him real quick. Caller number 1. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Very good.
This is Michael.
They got it. 10 Sinclavier. Very good, Bob.
This is Michael. Are you enjoying the show, Michael?
It's fantastic. I wanted to say the thing about Cat's Cradle and Ice Nine, that's what prions are that cause the mad cow disease and the avian flu, SARS, the brain diseases.
You see that
prions
is...
Prions work by Ice Nine process.
Well, that was a fictional term, wasn't it, in the novel?
Prions?
No, I mean Ice Nine is a fictional term.
Right, but the way it works is the one water, the molecule of water would start freezing at a higher temperature, and that would make all the other water molecules change over to freeze at a higher temperature.
And that is what they discover prions do.
That's what the way prions operate. They pull all the other proteins into their deformed shape.
So that Vonnegut predicted the prion.
Right.
Oh,
well, that's interesting.
Oh, Michael, you are literally
Mike,
cracking up.
You're being
up.
Pulled into a prion vortex, Michael.
So,
So call Michael, call back, darling. Call back. We'll get you on a better line. Call back. That boy, somebody just had to nab him. Okay. Caller four, you're up, dear. Caller four.
And thank you again. My call earlier was interrupted by Frank as the crank caller in a strange phone line glitch. I've been patiently waiting for the Channelese take on the outcome of a global phenomenon known as white supremacy.
Oh, yes. Well, you heard them, they were hammering both sides of a wall. You heard that part, right?
I did, yes.
And then I suggested that if you hammer one side, it gets annulled by the hammering back on the other side. So I suggested, maybe if we don't resist white supremacy, then it disappears.
So are you saying that the Channelese are saying that individuals, victims or otherwise, should not resist white supremacy?
What do you say to that, Chandler?
Yeah, they were talking about approaching it in a different way, didn't they? They said that we needed to look at a different way to approach that because the one at the moment it's just not working. It's just like going backwards and forwards.
Sounds like the wall's pretty solid. I mean, the white race has locked down so much power, it's almost pretty impossible to get rid of it for the next couple of hundred years probably. So we got to figure new ways to deal with the wall that's been built. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is what Em was saying, yeah. He's saying yes, definitely.
Okay, I have to rephrase the question as, do they give any insight? And this may be a controversial question. But do they give any insight as to what approaches might be necessary to take?
Down the wall.
Yeah.
You got okay. An answer there, Chandler?
Okay, I can see M, and he's got a drill. He's drilling a hole through the wall. So he's not actually affecting the wall, but he's drilling a hole so he can look through it.
And this is what this session is. What we're doing tonight is a hole between the membranes, between dimensions. So the tactile empty gap is always where the action is.
Okay, so then the question will be, what's the drill?
Yeah.
He's smiling at that one. Okay.
What's the drill? To look through.
Okay, show me something. He's putting the drill down on the table and he's opening it up and there's something different inside it. Okay, let's have a look here. Okay, so, it looks like some kind of circuit board.
In the drill?
Yeah, it's a totally different thing in the drill. They're like circuit boards, I'm seeing lights, and the chip. He's pointing to the chip.
The chip wakes it. He's putting in a chip or it has a chip inside it?
No, it has a chip.
Yeah, so the circuitry that's coming, the chip circuitry is breaking down the wall.
Yes.
Computer?
Yeah, I mean power... Centralized power doesn't have any operation in the chip environment. You know, the whites have locked it down, but they can have it. They're going to have to stay in their Buckingham Palace and just sit there for the next 200 years. And we're out here partying and talking to interdimensions. And Prince Charles got to go on pretending he's a white guy and still running the show. So the whole chip world, the Android meme beats Prince Charles.
All right, caller four, darling. Is that good?
I don't know. I was wondering if maybe you can interpret that a little further.
Well, how about if, you know what, darling, we have around 9 people on hold that really want to talk. Hopefully everybody will come back again, darling. We'll explore this more, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. All right.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Okay, I know that Michael is holding, but we have so many people on the line. For those of you who have been on before and you might be on hold, Michael, let us jump to the rest of the folks. And let's try and keep this like really, really short. I know that's impossible. But let's see what we can do so we can talk to everybody. Caller 8. Hi, Caller 8.
Hi there. I just had a question for Frank Zappa. I have two of them, and they're extremely quick, and then I'll go. My first one is, on the New York album, if he could recommend a track on that, I could learn. I'm a bass player. And my second question is, if he could just drop by my subconscious this evening and just say hi while I'm in sleeping. And that was it.
Sweet. Okay. All right, darling. Thanks for your call.
I'm sorry. Forgive me to interrupt you. And my last one is, if in another lifetime, if he would let me audition for his band. That was it.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
He's really on it here. Okay. The first question, he's just going to give me a number here. He's going to give me...
And if you could tell him, Patrick O'Hearn was like my favorite bass player in the whole universe. So, anyways, sorry.
So he's going to give you the track number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 6? What's 6?
I don't have it with me, but I'll look when I'm done.
Okay, he's saying track 6. Look at track 6.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
As for the
dreams,
can you draw by my subconscious?
Mm-hmm.
He says, tune into him and feel him through the music.
Okay.
And you'll get a connection there with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Okay, dear. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. Don't mean to rush off, you lovely folks. You've been here a long time. We want people to get in. Caller 10, you're up, love.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a question for Frank, a simple one. I'm thinking of a Frank Zappa song, and it's a two-word title. It's kind of an L.A. story. And the second word in the title is reduction. And the first word would be something that would be pretty easy to act out, I think.
Right. So is the song title something reduction?
That's right.
Okay. What's Frank say?
Okay. I'm sorry, just talking to the other guys a minute, so I just have a little conference here. Okay, you're saying the whole thing. A point. You show me a point. He's like pointing to the table, like a point, and he's putting his hands either side of his head and then expanding them.
Expanding them which way?
Straight outwards. So it's like expansion. So a point of expansion. Is this making sense? Hold on, I'll get more. Go on, give me some more then. He's saying I'm not going to do it the way you want me to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it my way.
All right.
So how, you know, perhaps say you would show it and say it, and maybe that's like a really easy, but he can show more by the way that he does it. Not just to the question, but to other things also. Okay, come on, give me some more then.
Come on, baby, give me some more.
He's like flapping his arms as he's trying to fly.
I don't know the title of that. I don't recognize the title, so I don't know if it works.
I don't know either, so I'm
Well, it looks like...
He probably failed. I don't think it's Frank.
Because
you know.
of Frank's cryptic language at this point, darling. We're not getting something clear, but don't worry. We're going to have the posse back on again and bring another stumper for Frank, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dear. All right. Caller 2, you're up.
Good evening. I was wondering if your gathered entities were familiar with the work of Terrence McKenna.
Yes, we mentioned Terrence McKenna earlier, and McLuhan's head blew up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I really enjoyed McKenna's work.
We were trying to get the date of the UFOs, and they said long earlier before 2030. So I said 2012, which is a Terrence McKenna date, I said, and McLuhan's head blew up. Now, maybe we could have a follow-up. Was that the reason? Was Terrence McKenna had something to do with his head blowing up?
I'm just going to... He's got his head under his arm now. You know, like the headless horseman or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's just holding the head up by the hair, and he's just sort of bobbing it up and down.
Did you have a particular Did you have a particular question about Terrence McKenna, caller 2?
Yeah, concerning his novelty theory and the singularity at 2012, what do they see happening?
It's exactly that. It's like there's no head, just the body. Do you get what he means?
Yeah, we move into tactile. I mean, generally the head is the eye and the ear, and it's a visual left or right hemisphere thing. But if you knock off the head and you work with your stomach and tactility, it's not a visualizable, orientable direction.
Could it be that your whole body becomes your head? Your sense?
Yeah.
I think that's what he's alluding to. It's like this, with your brain, you're thinking and analyzing, it's like that's gone. It's just the whole thing all at once.
It's like primitive awareness where they thought the mind was in breath.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay, caller 2, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. All right. Caller 3, you're up.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, hi. Love your show. Really awesome, compelling show with the channelers. And I just wanted to ask, patriarchy has held back both sexes, but primarily women for thousands of years and across all, really all cultures. And I wanted to know what, especially what James thinks about where the genders are evolving to in the next century.
Okay. There's a few little giggles going on here. Frank saying asking a man about a woman is that a good idea? It's like, can we ever understand? James has an answer. Okay, hold on. He's gonna show me something. He's just like, oh. He's just showing me bits. They're like bits of anatomy. I've got a woman's bit and a male bit, and he's just saying they're just bits. Okay, so it's
Oh, that's because the flesh body will be minor compared to the cyborg chip body and TV body. So if we think of the differences male-female on a flesh level, that's just a minor part of the new bodies coming.
Yeah, that's right. He's like bringing his hands together and then sort of like past each other as if to say, you know, they go through each other.
Yeah, they will interpenetrate and then add new things.
How's that, caller three?
Okay. I don't really quite understand it. But.
Well, it's that your flesh outline, I'm assuming you're a woman, and the male outline will become irrelevant. You will be communicating beyond our normal fleshly distinctions.
Well, I think what she's really getting to is like the mindset of that oppression. But doggone it, we only have 7 minutes left and a bunch of people on hold. Caller three, don't worry. Hopefully we'll reconvene. Hopefully this is a good party channel. And we'll all come back and do it again. Okay, darling?
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, caller five. Darling, go right ahead.
Did you say number five?
Yes, sir, you.
Oh, thank you. Little synchronicity here in that before you told me I was caller number five, I was thinking my question is very similar to the previous caller number five. Very self-centered sort of question, if you'll forgive me. I'm going through a bit of a life crisis and trying to figure out how to make my life work. I need to make my finances work, and I need a solution quickly. And so wondering if the channelees might be able to give me some clue is what I need to do.
Caller, remember you heard the earlier answer was about the magnet, right? You heard
right,
that? Yes.
I did hear
so
that.
Let's see if they've got a different person, different answer.
I can just see Frank with a shotgun going into a bank here.
You hear that? Caller is urging you to rob a bank.
We are not. Okay. We do not recommend that.
Oh dear. Okay. Okay, M's coming in here. Okay, and he's just saying like you need to like put it down. Like it's like writing it down. It's like making a list and working through it. Yeah, and then not only working downwards through it, but working out. He's going sideways, out sideways to it. So perhaps ways that you could solve those things is having more
lateral thinking.
Yeah, he's saying you need more questions. You need more. You have like certain problems, and you've got to think answers for those problems. But instead of thinking of answers, thinking of different questions, more questions, so you can have more answers. You need to expand more. When things go really bad, we tend to kind of internalize everything, and it's like things get bigger than they actually are. So you need to sit down and look at things realistically, in perspective. He's showing me perspective here. Does that help?
Caller five?
Well, it's so general.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point in time, it is very clear. But if anything, I think the deal is the idea of fear, false evidence appearing real, and it feeling outside your control. They're just saying that you got everything you need and to really get into the problem and you'll be able to solve it. But
invent questions.
Right. So, you know, darling, so sorry that this is quick, but don't worry. We'll try and reconvene and we'll go at it from then. Okay, dear?
Okay, thanks.
Have a good night.
Bye. All right.
We are at caller number two. Caller two.
Hello, this is Dolphin Brain.
Hey, Dolphin Brain.
How's it going?
Good, dear. What you got for him?
I wanted to know if Frank can communicate with the jazz musician Sun Ra.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
You ever heard of Sun Ra, Chandler?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard of Bob Dobbs?
S-U-N, two words, S-U-N-R-A.
Okay, can you... No, I don't think he's going to be able to do that, no. He's saying no. It takes, they need a little bit of preparation.
Okay.
But they're both dead. They're both dead, Chandler.
It might be on evolvemusic.org.
but is there a potential for him to play with Sun Ra where he is?
I'd imagine so.
No, I'm asking, I'm asking the Chandler.
They don't really know each other. I think that's the thing. He's not somebody he knows that well.
That's right. He didn't know him when he was alive, as far as I know.
And so it's like phoning somebody else. So phoning somebody up you don't know and kind of saying, you want to come over and talk? And you're kind of thinking, well, who are you? You know, I've heard of you, but I don't really know you. And so it's a bit kind of, you know, they have the, it's like us. We have kind of social.
Well, maybe Varese might invite them both over.
Varese. Edgar Varese, how does Frank respond to that?
Yeah, he opens his arms. He's going, yeah.
Bring it, right? Okay, darlings. Hey, caller two, Dolphin Brain.
Yes.
Thank you, darling. Don't worry. We'll continue this at a pre-scheduled time.
Thank you.
Let's get another call. Thank you, darling. Good night. All right. Looks like we got to do last quick caller. You've been holding for a long time. Caller 11, please make it as quick as you can.
Yes, it'll be 7 years next month since I've been growing my hair. My birthday is 7/11/76. My first and last name is the same. I would like to know about out-of-body experiences. Mm. And have I been having them, and what will I be doing? Will I be doing something special this year?
Okay.
Did you get that, Chandler?
No, I'm sorry. Not all of it. No.
He's wondering about out-of-body experiences. Born in 1976, and is wondering if he's going to have some this year.
And my first and last name is the same.
Okay. The guys don't know. They say they don't know. They can't answer that one.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Okay, darling. I'm sorry, caller 11. Unfortunately, they're pulling up a blank on that question. But
I would just add to the caller, you're already out of your body under chip body electronic conditions. Your flesh body's minor delimitations here.
So I, that was a very condensed, that chip buddy. Have a good night, love.
In dreams.
All right. Michael and the other caller that's been on hold, really appreciate you guys staying on. Gosh darn it. Let me just ask one thing. Hey, caller number 7, what is your question really quick? And hopefully we can email it to you, okay?
Okay, my question is, who is the committee and are they of reptilian nature and are they in human form? And that's it.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay.
Good question.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to have to answer that. That's going to be the cliffhanger for next week.
You heard that, Chandler. You can email it to Eben.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And
okay.
And ebenray.com. Email me caller number 7 who called in. All right, darlings. That is it. We are out of here. Roy's getting ready to take over. I want to thank so much the channeler, darling. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For joining us here. And would you guys do it again? I mean, can we get a guesstimation?
Okay. I'm just asking them, you know. Yeah. I just go with what they go with.
Right.
Yeah, they're up for it.
Beautiful.
They've had fun. They send thank you. Em's got his hand on his heart. He's saying thanks. He's like,
Really appreciative.
Oh, appreciate it much. Appreciate your crew over there in the UK. And Bob, darling, the conduit to all of the medium that is outside the First Nature senses, man. Thanks for bringing the reality and making it manageable and puzzling us and inspiring us to new levels, love.
You did
Thank
it, Evan.
You, so
you
much,
did
dear.
It. You were the first.
Thank
Thanks
you so
a lot.
Much. All right, darling. Okay.
Good night, Chandler.
All right.
Good night.
Maybe she can hold on. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. We'll go off air. All right, darlings. Stand Inside Roy is coming up. Thanks so much for tuning in. Radio Alchemy. See you guys next week.